From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Our speaker is Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's program, Dr. Cairns continues to study the Epistle to the Colossians as he brings the concluding portion of a two-part message entitled, A Faithful and a Fruitful Ministry. The text is found in chapter 1, verses 24 through 29, where the Apostle Paul set forth the essence of the gospel ministry. In his exposition of the passage, Dr. Cairns explained the pattern of the Christian ministry, which is Christ. Then there is the price of the ministry, often involving great suffering, even as Paul suffered as he sought to get the gospel to as many people as he could. Dr. Cairns has emphasized the power of the gospel ministry. A true minister of Jesus Christ will know the power of God upon his ministry in the salvation of souls, something quite different from merely building a big church. Finally, the gospel ministry has a glorious prospect. A faithful minister will have the joy of seeing his people stand redeemed in the presence of Christ. Dr. Cairns will conclude this message in just a few minutes. First, we'd like to call your attention to a devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the pen of Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is called Burdens Cast on Him. The text is Psalm 55 and verse 22. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. It is a heavy burden. Roll it on omnipotence. It is thy burden now, and it crushes thee. But when the Lord takes it, he will make nothing of it. If thou art called still to bear it, he will sustain thee. It will be on him, and not on thee. Thou wilt be so upheld under it, that the burden will be a blessing. Bring the Lord into the matter, and thou wilt stand upright under that which in itself would bow thee down. Our worst fear is lest our trial should drive us from the path of duty. But this the Lord will never suffer. If we are righteous before him, he will not endure that our affliction should move us from our standing. In Jesus he accepts us as righteous, and in Jesus he will keep us so. What about this present moment? Art thou going forth to this day's trial alone? Are thy poor shoulders again to be galled with the oppressive load? Be not so foolish. Tell the Lord all about thy grief, and leave it with him. Don't cast your burden down, and then take it up again, but roll it on the Lord, and leave it there. Then shalt thou walk at large, a joyful and unburdened believer, singing the praises of thy great burden-bearer.
strength has failed.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We want you to know that we appreciate very much the response from those of you who listen regularly to these broadcasts, and especially to those who take the time to contact us to let us know that you're being blessed by the programs. Among the various publications that we offer on Let the Bible Speak, the most popular is the quarterly LTBS magazine. The principal focus of the next issue will be The Risen Christ. The articles will include On the Road to Emmaus, By the Sea of Galilee, and At the Mount of Olives. Also, this issue contains a missionary focus on the country of Poland, as well as a report of what the Lord is doing in Nepal. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, why does a good God allow suffering? What is the unpardonable sin? And why doesn't God save everybody? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
bigness I know is thought to be greatness. There's a day coming, you know. This is a scary thing for a preacher, whether his church is big or small. You get all this great church growth movement, they're going to stand before God. I'm thinking of the words of one of the most famous and successful pastors in 20th century America. And I haven't forgotten the century I'm in. That was his century. And he said, and he looked at his vast church. He's talking about his church members now. The people he had baptized and brought into the church. And he estimated that 80% or more were unconverted. But they were baptized, they were in the denomination, they were in the local church, they were in office, they were in it all. They were Christians. But he reckoned 80% or more were unconverted. Now I think of that, and then I think of what Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Speaking of the foundation being Jesus Christ, speaking of himself as a wise master builder, laying down the initial, layers of the stones that are going in to build this church. And then he says, and this is perverted by preachers when they are preaching it, to put you in a guilt trip, and thus they escape the full and proper force of the words. He says, to the preachers, to the pastors, let every man take heed how he builds on this foundation that I have laid. And he depicts that day when a man will stand before God and he himself will be saved and all his works burned up as wood and hay and stubble. And he is specifically dealing with the kind of additions to the church that preachers have made. He's specifically dealing with the kind of people they have brought into the membership of the Church of Jesus Christ. And he's saying in many, many cases, the great church growth that you're so proud of and the numbers that you're so boasting about will be wood and hay and stubble. And where's the benefit if you've baptized a man and you've brought him in and you've made him a deacon or an elder or a preacher and he ends up in hell? Where's the benefit? We don't need church growth that's based on marketing models or psychological gimmickry or circus entertainment or rock concerts. God help the professing church when they have taken the beat and the music of the sexual revolution and perversion, the anti-Christian rebellion of the 1960s, and they have made it the music of the church in 2001, 2002. I haven't forgotten where I am and right up, but it's getting worse. We get further away from the 60s, but we get deeper in to the muck and the mire of their revolutionary music. But there is power to do a work for God. And I'm encouraged and I've said this so many times that you'll probably get tired listening to me say it, but since nobody else is preaching it, I'd better preach it out. As a good futurist, not that nobody else is preaching that. Anybody who knows his Bible's preaching that. As a good futurist and believing That Revelation chapter 7 describes the great day of the coming worldwide tribulation against the Church of Christ. Yet, in that day, there'll be such a movement of God saving millions across the world. When Antichrist is striding with giant steps across the stage of human history, God will be saving a multitude out of every tribe and kindred and tongue and nation which no man can number. There's power in the gospel. And if he can do it then, he can do it now. Don't tie the blessing of God to the political fortunes either of America or England or Ireland or anywhere else. I cannot predict the political fortunes of the country, but I can tell you there's power for the gospel to succeed. Paul told the Thessalonians, "Our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance." Now that's what we need. The power of the Holy Ghost. Paul said to the Romans in chapter 15:19, through mighty signs and wonders by the power of the Spirit of God from Jerusalem round about unto Illyricum, I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. Peter said, 1 Peter 1:12, we preach the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven. God blesses a faithful ministry and makes it fruitful with the power of the Holy Ghost. What do I most need in this pulpit? The power of the Holy Ghost. What do I most need in my life and ministry? The power of the Holy Ghost. What do you most need in your service for Christ? The power of the Holy Ghost. And I want to tell you something. I talked about inferior men in the pulpit. You'll notice I did not define their inferiority in terms of intellect. I am all for the greatest intellects we can get in the pulpit if they're dedicated to God and filled with the Holy Ghost. But I'm all against them if they're only there puffed up with their own pride and their own supposed knowledge. What I'm saying to you is, God can use you as he made you. And if you're a genius, hallelujah. What did you do to become a genius? So don't get proud of it. You didn't do anything to be that. So let it humble you, not puff you up. But your genius will serve the devil unless it's submitted at the feet of Jesus Christ and you're filled with the Holy Ghost. He can use the genius. But he can also use the person whose intellect is neither vast nor deep. I've given the illustration before, and I am deliberately very vague here, for I have no desire to cast any shadow of hurt. And I think of a church that had a minister who boasted of his great intellect. A carnal rascal who did nothing but hurt the cause of God. When he had brought his church to its knees, and I don't mean in prayer, for the carnal rascal couldn't pray and didn't pray. But when he brought his church to his knees and it seemed to be all over with it, God took a minister whom that first rascal had sought to run right out of the ministry, despising his limited abilities. God took that man, who would be the first to tell you he had no great intellect, but my, he knew his God, He had a great heart, and he could pray like a man of God. And in the providence of God, he went to that pulpit, and he saw God raise a church that has kept rising and rising and rising. He saw dozens of people saved and added to the church to go on to serve God and transform lives. I want to tell you something. What we need is the power of the Holy Ghost. That's what that man brought to that church and that ministry. And that's what God used. I'll finish quickly with the word about the prospect for such a ministry. We have all very short attention spans. We tend to serve for today. And I say we, I'm not exempting myself. I want to see it, and I want to see it now. If I don't see it now, I think I'll never see it. And that's unbelief and sin. And I've got to get that right before God constantly. But as Paul looked at this, he was looking forward to the return of Christ. In other words, he said, I'm living my life that I may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. I'm looking forward to that day when I'll stand before the Lord and say, Lord, there's my life. I can't be proud of it. For when I've done all, I'm only an unprofitable servant. But, oh God, take it all. Take these people and let them be for your everlasting glory. That's the prospect. Live in the light of the appearing of Christ. Labor to develop every believer so that he may be a fully mature member of the body when he finally meets the Lord. Now, men and women, this is the ministry to which we're all called and in which we all have a part. Whatever the cost, let us serve Christ. Or to put it as I did last week, let us serve men as the stewards of God. Always giving priority to the spiritual over the carnal, and to the eternal over the temporal. May God give us a ministry as a church, pattern on Christ, paying the price, experiencing the power, and living in the prospect of our soon coming Savior.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we let the Bible speak.